a Jewish prayer where it was once forbidden, as the marchers set out under the rain and under the sign that bears one of history's most horrible lies, Arbeit macht frei, work makes free. The March of the Living takes place on Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel, and it has been held every year since 1988. The event stands in opposition to the death marches carried out here by the Nazis. Branko Lustig, who produced the movie Schindler's List, was on one of them. He says he couldn't have imagined this day.
Never. You know, when I was here in the camp, I was just thinking how to survive one more minute.
More than a million people, mostly Jews, were sent to their deaths in gas chambers like this one, though some were forced to live in conditions that few survived. Fanny Gal toured the camp just before the march.
So nations, I can't forget this. It can never happen again.
There were many participants from Hungary, which accounts for one-third of the Jews who died here. Christina Kuhn is also Hungarian and also one of the many non-Jews who marched.
It's important from the young generation because in Hungary, it's a big problem, the antisemitism.
March organizers want to bring as many young people as possible to Auschwitz to be transformed by the experience of being in the place that has become the symbol of humanity's greatest evil.
Unterberger Josef.
As the long column finished the 3-kilometer march and arrived at Auschwitz's sister camp, Birkenau,
Ilyas Sandor.
Victims' names echoed from the loudspeakers. Another survivor, former Israeli chief rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, recalled what happened to a man who arrived on a transport and wanted to get his prayer articles.
He jumped into the wagon against the rules, and he brought out with him the Talis and Tefillin. They were beating him to death on the spot.
On this spot now, putting on these tefillin is a mitzvah, a good deed. March organizer David Machlis says never again doesn't mean terrible things won't recur.
My interpretation of never again is never again we should be indifferent.
And he hopes that each of the 150,000 people who have been on this march will have learned the dangers of indifference. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Auschwitz.